Hello students, this is Dr. Suma Das, HOD, Department of Philosophy, Monad University. Today we will see the course Introduction to Logic. This is a course for MA first year, first semester. Today we will focus on the topic what is logic, and apart from this, how can we know the truth and validity. The objective of this part is to enable students to understand what is logic, and to know the correct argument and the incorrect argument. Apart from this, we will try to understand the truth and validity of logic. So let's start. First, we need to understand what is logic. Several definitions I think have given on it. I think 100 definition have given on this logic, but logic we can understand a sense of reason. When we communicate to others, means our friend, family members, our relatives or anyone else, sometimes it happens that we don't agree with what the other says. We start argue. We try to give reasons to prove that our thought is the best, or whatever I think that is the right. So why do we do so? Because we need that the sense or the sentences should be logical. Aksar hum kehte hain, tumhare baaton mein kya logic hai? So logic never allow us to do argument, but a correct argument, a valid argument. So we can judge correct argument from bad. Therefore, the function of logic is corrective, not creative. We cannot say that after studying of logic, one can be the master of argument. Suppose, for example, we can say that if someone don't know that how to ride a bicycle, for that he has purchased a book to know how to ride a bicycle. But after studying the book, it doesn't mean that he has now expert in bicycling. So logic, its actual problem is the classification of arguments, so that all those that are bad are thrown into the division, and those which are good can enter in this sense. So logic is the study of methods and principles used in distinguishing correct from incorrect argument. There are three types of logic. We can divide in three ways logic, that is formal logic, informal logic and mathematical logic. Now what is formal logic? Formal logic deals with deductive reasoning and the validity of the inference produced. What is informal logic? It is based on inductive or the deductive reasoning. Mathematical logic. Mathematical logic combines the formal logic and the symbolic logic and applies mathematical thinking to them. So students can make a distinctions. The study of logic can help them to distinguish between the correct and incorrect argument, and it will do if in several ways. And the first, the proper study of logic will approach that it is a art as well as science. And students, you can do an earnest in all parts of the theory being learned. For logic, students, you need to practice specifically in symbolic logic. You have to increase the efficiency of reasoning, and finally the study of logic will provide you some techniques for testing the validity of all arguments. It surely give you the knowledge of value, because when mistakes are easily detected, they are less likely to be made. Some philosophers said that logic is science of thought. Some says it's science of reasoning. I think that it is much more appropriate than first one, because through it is a process of thinking. We can guess, we can argue, we can memorize XYZ, anything we can imagine. So all this content will come in thought. But when we will talk about reasoning, then it will totally depend on argument and argument form. There are various modes of reasoning, but the mainstream of reasoning is inference. Because with the help of inference, the logical mode can be constructed. It is not the responsibility of logic how to process the inference. जैसे हम कहते हैं घटना के साथ इन्फरेंस का संबंध होना जरूरी है. इन्फरेंस इज रिलेटेड विद द फैक्ट्स, बट एज पर कंसर्न विद लॉजिकल इन्फरेंस इट इज नीडेड दैट इन्फरेंस इज नीडेड द प्रेमिसेस एंड द कंक्लूजन. द प्रेमिसेस एंड कंक्लूजन आर द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट फैक्टर इन लॉजिकल फ्रेम ऑफ वर्क. इफ द प्रेमिसेस आर ट्रू द कंक्लूजन विल बी डेफिनेटली ट्रू. In logical formation of an argument, it does not matter whether the premises are true in fact or not. Here, it is important to see that conclusion derives from the premises with a valid way. To understand validity, we need to focus on word and term. So, all words are not terms. But all terms are word. A term is a word that has meaning, and most often it refers to objects, ideas, events, or state of affairs. A term is, in addition to being a word, a point of reference, whereas a word is only a constituent of language. All terms are word, but only some words can be terms. So, term in logic, the subject or predicate of a categorical proposition or statement. Terminus is the Latin translation of this word. In medieval logic, the word came to be used for common and proper names and even for what were called syntic grammatic terms. Words such as and, if, not, some only, except, which are incapable of being used for the subject or predicate of a proposition. Like, all men are mortal. This is a logical proposition. Here, all men, all men, this is the subject portion. And mortal, mortal is predicate. So, both a term as well as word. But if I say, it's not logical to run at the time of raining. This is a statement, but not logical argument. Therefore, to practicing form a logical form, that what is proposition or argument, we need to keep in mind to value the term subject, predicate, and copula. A logical argument or proposition need subject, predicate, and copula. See, for example, if I say Ram is a man, here Ram is subject and man is predicate, right? But how can we connect the word, the subject and predicate? With the helping verb is. Is is the conjunction between these two words, Ram and man. So this is known as copula. Is very important for a conjunction between the two, the Ram subject and man predicate. So we can understand this is the subject, Ram is the subject, is the copula, and the man is the predicate. But is the copula is very important to connect the subject and predicate Ram and man. So without it, logical form cannot be formed. Now, what is logical rules? So, logical rules, if we see, so there are three traditional laws of thought. What are these? Number one, the law of identity. Number two, the law of contradiction. Number three, the law of the excluded middle. In the law of identity, we can say it has a single identity, like an apple. Is an apple? It does not have more than one identity. It has a set of attributes that are consistent with its own existence. So,
we can easily say that an apple is not a peanut. A tree is not a movie, because a tree has its own identity. A movie, a specific movie has its own identity. So this is the law of identity. Now we will try to understand the law of contradiction. What is the law of contradiction? The law holds that no statement can be both true and false at the same time. For example, it is raining. It is raining. If in actual fact this statement is true, then one would be contradicting if one hold at the same time that it is not raining. Therefore, one must not contradict oneself by affirming a proposition and denying the same proposition at the same time. This law is saying every statement of the form like P dot not P. Is it possible ki P hai bhi aur P nahi bhi hai? P exist and P not exist? Not possible. So this law is saying every statement of the form has self-contradictory. This law enables our minds to figure out what is true and what is false. So we know by our mind, we know by our thought that the same proposition cannot be true or false at a time. Right? So understood? Now we will see the law of rational inference. The law of rational inference, a truth is drawn from another idea that is supposed or admitted as a true. It is a process of reasoning by which a fact or proposition sought to be established is deduced as a logical consequence from other facts or state of facts already proved or admitted. Inferences are deductions or conclusions that with a reason and common sense leads a person to draw from facts which have been established by the evidence in a case. The law of rational inference has a very close relationship with the concept of faith. Understood? Now we will see the law of excluded middle. The law of excluded middle says that a statement is either true or false. For example, we can say my hair is brown. It is either true or false that my hair is brown. Okay? Now the another example, it may be true or false. If you are not an American, you are mischievous. See the sentence. If you are not an American, you are mischievous. It does not mean that if someone is not American, he is mischievous. A statement about a topic must either be true or false. It cannot be false or true at a time, or it cannot be false or true both. So there is no middle between the them. So that we need to understand, right? So now we have understood the rules, the three rules which have I exposed before. Now we will see the truth and validity. What is truth and validity? In logic, truth is a property of statements, premises and conclusions, whereas validity is a property of argument itself. If someone talk about valid premises and true arguments, then he is not using logical forms. True premises and a valid argument always been extract a true conclusion. What is valid means? Valid means in logic, more precisely in deductive part, an argument is valid if and only if it takes a form that makes it for the premises to be true and the conclusion to be false. It is impossible. So it is not required for a valid argument to have premises that, if they were true, would guarantee the truth of the arguments of the conclusion. In logic, an argument is a set of statements expressing the premises and an evidence-based conclusion. An argument is valid if and only if it would be contradictory for the conclusion to be false. If all of the premises are true, validity does not reduce the truth of the premises. Instead, if merely necessities that conclusion follow from the formers without the correctness of the logical form. If the premises of a valid argument are proven true, this is said to be sound. Now, an argument that is not valid is said to be invalid. So, we will try to understand what is invalid form of argument. Example, all men are mortal. Ram is man, therefore Ram is mortal. It makes a valid argument, right? Whether it is true or false, we will not go for that because the logic, it doesn't see the facts, the state of facts, whether it is true or not, the sentences are true or not, but it just follows the logical forms of the argument. So all men are mortal, it's true. Ram is a man, it's true, therefore Ram is mortal. Similarly, it is by the statements or by the logical form, both in the both sense, it is true, and the logical form is the argument is premises are all valid. So it makes a valid argument. It does not matter that it has true premises and a true conclusion, but the logical necessity of the conclusions given the two premises, the argument would be just as valid were the premises and conclusion false. The following argument is if the same logical form but with false statement and the false conclusion, but it is equally valid. See, it is equally valid because the logical form doesn't see the state of facts or whether it is true or not. It is just follow the logical form. So all mats are green. All mats are green. Lemon is a mat, therefore lemon is green. This is a valid argument because the premises and the conclusion, because the conclusion follows the right premises with the right argument. So the premises are true, premises are not true, but the argument is valid. So here we can see the premises are false. The conclusion is also false, but the argument is valid because it derives from logical truth. If we say all men are mortal, Socrates is a man, therefore Socrates is mortal. It is also a valid argument because the premises and the conclusion both are true. Now, in this case, because the conclusion contradicts the deductive logic of preceding premises rather than the derived from it, the premises all men are immortal would likewise be false. If we say all men are immortal, then premises would be false outside of the framework of the classical logic. A standard view is that whether an argument is valid is a matter of the argument's logical form. Many techniques are employed by logicians to represent an argument's logical form. At last, we can give a simple example to all. The examples is the following letters like P, Q and S, which stand respectively for the set of men, set of mortals and Socrates. Now, using the symbols, all P are Q, S is a P, therefore S is Q. Similarly, the second argument, all P are not Q, S is a P, therefore S is a Q. An argument is termed valid if it has a structural self-consistency when the premises are true. the derived conclusion will always be true. But in second example, the derived conclusion is false because it does not give the logical result from the premises. Therefore, it is categorized as an invalid argument. Right? So students, today I think it is enough to understand what is logic and what is the truth and validity in logic. So now I am giving a reference book for further reading, that is I.M. Kopi, Introduction to Logic, and another book, Dr. Sangam Lal Pandey, Tarka Shastra. So you can read this book, and I think it will be helpful for you. Thank you so much.